From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some initial success as Iraqi forces launched a long-anticipated ground offensive Monday to retake the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The operation is the largest military operation in Iraq since U.S. combat forces left 5 years ago. David Enders is a longtime reporter in Iraq.
Mosul is the largest city under control of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They've held it for almost 2 years, and the Iraqi government taking it back would be a huge setback for the Islamic State. It would be the loss of the largest city they control.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says this is a decisive moment in the campaign to defeat the Islamic State and pledges support from the U.S.-led coalition. Mosul residents contacted by phone and Skype say ISIS fighters have blocked major roads and bridges in and out of Mosul. The jihadists have fanned out throughout the city and planted mines and explosives and warned civilians not to leave. Airstrikes Monday in Syria flattened residential buildings in a rebel-controlled village in the northern province of Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. So far, 45 have died in the fighting in the past 24 hours. Both Syrian and Russian forces have been bombing rebel-held positions in Aleppo for weeks as Syrian President Bashar attempts to regain control of the once-thriving city in the sixth year of the uprising against his government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war in Syria, including one last month, focused on Aleppo. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will square off